Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic indie creator interview. It's your Cape Crusader Cody. We're keeping it geekly with our returning guest, Gary Chong. We're here to break down Stargazers and everything in between. Gary, welcome back to the show. How have you been, man?
Oh, man. I've been good, man. You know, life's been kicking my butt, but I'm back. I wipe myself off, dust myself off, and I'm good, man.
That's the beauty of indie comics, right? To do this, you got to earn it. You got to put them dukes up. You got to dust that dirt off, and you got to keep swinging. And you know, we've talked about this before off stream. I've talked to about it like during spaces, but the fact that you're up and swinging again, man, is very inspirational. It's you know, I can't give you enough kudos for staying on it and being relentless.
Thank you, man. It's I feel like it's one of those things that doesn't get highlighted enough where, you know, you have a campaign, you have some momentum, and then it dies down and you never reach your funding goal. And a lot of people get defeated and like, damn, where do I go from here? You know, do I wait? Do I give it some time? Do I go right back into it? So, what I decided to do was, you know, take a step back and, you know what, let me try to do a new strategy as far as relaunching this campaign. You know, I decided to, you know, divert from Kickstarter and go on crowdfunder because I felt like, you know, that particular platform is better suited for what I was trying to do with Stargazers. So I'm just, you know, I got some more rewards this time. I got new covers. I got a whole bunch of new perks, man. So I'm ready, man.
And some new pages too. I had the opportunity to read some of those preview pages and they are gorgeous. This is interview 293. We were talking backstage. The last time you were on the show was 183, so exactly 110 interviews to date. It's awesome that it lands like that. So before we dive too deep into Stargazers and the crowdfunder, give us a little bit of a recap of who you are for anyone who might be new that's listening.
Of course, definitely. I'm Gary Chong. I'm a comic book writer out of Richmond, Virginia. I'm a transplant from New York City. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been into comics since I was a kid, man. I fell in love with Image Comics, fell in love with early Marvel stuff back in the 90s, and I took in that passion of writing, and I decided to create my own book, you know, and mm-hmm. take this seriously. So here we are.
And it's like I said, it's awesome to see that you're back up and swinging. Can you give us a little bit about, you know, what you think might have went wrong with that last Kickstarter?
Well, I think the main problem was that I just didn't have enough promotion behind it. You know, like, you know, I had people who, you know, friends and family, and a couple of people in the indie scene who saw Stargazers and they heard about it and, you know, they backed it. But I just felt like I didn't get the word out there enough. And I'm going to definitely ramp up the promotion this time around. Time's 100.
And 100. Doing everything on crowdfunder this time around as well. You know, what was some of your direction for choosing that platform?
Well, the main gripe I have with Kickstarter is that it's an all or nothing platform. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with all or nothing, but I feel like it creates too much pressure on you as a creative if you want to get your book funded. You know, mm-hmm. it's when that last week comes up and you're only 57% funded out of whatever and no one is backing, it's definitely an overwhelming feeling. And with crowdfunder, they, you know, they have that option like Kickstarter, but they also have an option where you know, there's no time limit. You know, take as long as you need to get your book funded. And I think going that direction would be better, you know.
No, absolutely. We have a Mama Geek. We have Mama Geekly over on Facebook stopping in and say, that's awesome, talking about when we were talking earlier about Stargazers. So speaking of Stargazers, give us a little bit about what this story is about. I know we kind of deep dove it last time, but for anyone who might be new and listening, this was such an interesting book, and it is huge, too. This thing is going to be, what, over 100 pages?
Over 100 pages, man. Essentially, what you guys are going to get is essentially about four standard issues. You know, this is the first arc. And just a quick rundown, Stargazers is about Sage Hawkins. He is a teenager out of Buffalo, New York. His father was in the military, in the Air Force, and he ends up stopping a planetary attack on Earth about, I would say, a couple of months before he's born. He ends up stopping this planetary attack that devastates Earth. And he grows up in a crime-ridden area, very, very dangerous area, and he happens to... he wants to defend himself, protect him and his family. So he ends up learning martial arts from another character, Flora Miami. And she's from Cuba. And she knows this mystical martial arts. And she takes a liking to Sage and decides to teach him the ways.
So what was some influences that you drew upon when creating the story?
When I grew up, I read a lot of, you know, Iron Fist, Karate Kid from DC Comics, and Fist of the North Star, and I would say a lot of black exploitation films from the 70s, man, you know, like Dragonfly Jones, Foxy Brown, all that stuff. And I kind of took that and I, you know, I love science fiction too, so I kind of just took martial arts, science fiction, little, you know, blaxploitation stuff, and kind of just melded it all together. And this is what the Stargazers is the result.
We have Mama Geekly over on Facebook saying, how do you overcome writer's block? You take a long break doing something else. So, like, when you get stuck, you know, writing a script, like, what do you do to kind of, you know, break out of that?
I take a step away. If I can't think of anything, if nothing's coming to me, I put the pencil down, and I go outside and just live life. And usually in a couple of hours, it'll come to me, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Mama Geekly saying, I love Foxy Brown. Pamela Grier, I think I said that right, with a heart face. Yeah, Grier. So I think right now would be a perfect segue. Let's go ahead and pull up the crowdfunder and see what this hype's all about. Got some new interiors too, so we'll scroll down and check those out as well. So this has not launched yet, guys. We are getting a exclusive look. I don't know if any other podcast has had this opportunity to even see this campaign yet.
Not yet, man. Exclusive to Keeping It Geekly.
So right there is the link. Be sure to check it out. Be sure to follow it. Be one of the very first to follow it and one of the very first to check it out live with us. We're looking at Stargazer Cyrus, a sci-fi martial arts graphic novel. Right now, $0 of $100 goal. That goal is like really short. You know, what's you just want to see it get funded? Like what, you know, why such a short goal?
Well, I kind of want to do, I've heard different rumors, you know, about not tricking the algorithm, but kind of like getting more eyes on your campaign. If you do have a smaller goal, it kind of boosts you in the algorithm. So I just wanted to try it out. I might change it before it goes live, but
Gary's like, man, we're getting funded come hell or high water. Right here, we have the creative team. Go ahead and give the creative team a shout out that works on this book with you.
Oh, definitely. We have, you know, Carl and Blasio, RIP. We definitely gonna show him some love in this book. He's definitely gonna get a nice dedication page because he basically did about 60% of the book, and is a fantastic artist from the Philippines. So we're definitely going to show him love and keep his name out there. And we have Juliano Bobbs. He's from Brazil. Another workhorse, man. He's worked for a lot of smaller indie publications like Dark Horse, Boom. You know, he's a great artist, and he's finishing up the book for us. And he did cover A, by the way. He's top notch artist. And
man, you've gone through some hell with this book. I'm so sorry about your loss, man. To lose an artist about 60% of the way through the book, like that had to have been just hard in itself. And then you know, with the campaign and everything else, like. The fact that you're getting up is more and more remarkable the deeper we dive in.
And you know, this is for a little over 4 years in the making that this book is finally gonna be done. So it's been a journey, and I got my boy Anton on the colors from Ukraine. He's definitely been on a doing a lot of indie stuff on his own too. He's been coloring for years. And I got Dennis Nassetto. He did cover B, another artist from Korea. I think he's Korea. And I didn't put the letterer Tom Tom Bevis, he did the letters on this one. And yeah, man, he's the team is solid right now, man.
Right here, some of the interiors, and you can see some of that solid work firsthand. And this is we've never seen these previews before on the last show, so everyone watching, this is a first time we are seeing this together. Right here we have Sage and his mom, and they're about to get mugged. It was some divine intervention that this police officer kind of stopped. Almost seemed like we had a little nod to like Crime Alley here.
A couple of Easter eggs in this book.
So yeah, you know, when I was reading this and seeing this, I was like, man, Sage is kind of just going through it, you know. What was some of your direction here? Did you want to instill that that desire to fight crime at an early age for Sage?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to show his motivation and for wanting to, you know, learn martial arts in the first place. Well, this incident that happened to him, it left him like emotionally scarred. He doesn't like guns. He hates the sight of guns. And you know, he learns martial arts for a righteous reason, you know, a non-selfish reason.
Here's another favorite. So I gotta ask about this character design. Is this a nod to anyone in particular?
I'm a Boba Fett.
Dude.
Definitely a Boba Fett fan. That's definitely my homage to Boba Fett right there. Mm-hmm. This character. He's a space bounty hunter. He has 99,000 kills to his name.
Oh my god.
And Sage is gonna be
he's trying to make him one of them.
he's trying to put him on the list, and we're gonna have to wait and see what happens.
And of course this is without letters, but during this he's talking about Doom, lo-fi hip-hop, some awesome music too. I love the little nod to that as well. So this was another interesting part too, and someone we see on the cover. Who is this character?
That is Joe Carr. He is Sage's right-hand man throughout this journey. And Stargazers, in the Stargazers universe, each of the Suzerians in the story have a muse, which is basically the second in command.
Okay.
The person that looks out for them and guides them. And Joe Carr happens to be that person.
And then right here, this was the when I was reading the end of the preview that I was reading too. So we see his mom kind of held up by some people who do not like Sage very much. And then you don't mess with mama is definitely, I think, the golden rule for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the Keystone Trays. They're the gang that's terrorizing Buffalo, New York. And Sage has been getting in their way, and they don't like it.
So we have Mama Keekly saying, so sorry about the artist. And then we have Diggs, by the way, 7. A, what's up, G? Welcome to the stream, Diggs. So let's check out some of these reward tiers as well. And this campaign is not live yet. So, Gary, when are you planning on hitting live?
Definitely before the end of the day. I'm just going to go live. I just got a couple more things I got to tweak, and it'll be live.
All right. So right there is a link. Be sure to follow it so you can be notified when it goes live. And let's check out some of these tiers. So we have the Stargazers Sirius Cover A physical book for $20, and that's at over 100 pages for the physical. So outstanding price there. The PDF for $10, and then we have Cover B at $20 as well. So you can get the Cover A and the variant at the same price. So outstanding prices on those as well.
And then go ahead, brother.
I was gonna say we have the PDF for Cover B at $10, and then a Cover C. Okay, so you have three covers.
Mm-hmm.
That one at $25, so just $5 more, and then $12 for the PDF. And then we have a poster at $5 as well. And who's Sage going up against right here? This looks like a ominous foe right there.
That is the main antagonist of this whole story. That's Rusum. And he's another Suzerian from the Southern Galaxy. And he has a bone to pick with our main character there. He's stirring up a lot of trouble and making things for him very difficult. So these two will clash probably in the third book.
Setting up a lot of big climatic battles, it feels like, and I can't wait to see it happen. Gary, thank you so much for coming on here, breaking down this awesome campaign. Everyone, right there is the link to the crowdfunder again. It's not live yet, but be sure to sign up so you can be notified when it does go live. So, Gary, I know this is kind of before you go live, but with that in mind, for anyone who might be on the fence about backing when you do go live, what would you like to say to them to kind of help push them over that fence?
I'm glad you asked. I do have an early bird special. Everything's going to be 50% off.
It's wow.
50% off. So
$10 for a physical. That is insane.
Yeah, hop on this, man. And I'm only going to have this special for 24 hours. And then it's going to be, normal retail prices. So, and also, I'm going to have a exclusive trading card for the first 200 people who are back.
Okay.
So.
Hey, get that 50% off from that trading card. That in itself is worth doing it right off the rip. $10 for 100 pages. That is insane. So, Gary, we've come to one of my favorite parts of the show. And that's where I get to ask you for a little advice for anyone who might be struggling getting going in comics, or getting going with the art, or even just having the mental endurance just to keep going. With that being said, for anyone out there just like kind of struggling getting taken off, what advice would you offer them to kind of just keep their head above the water, to keep motivated, to keep chugging?
I would say don't have a self-defeatist mindset. That's the biggest thing. Just don't get too down on yourself. And if you see another creator who is just successful and making a lot of money, everyone has their own path to success. And you just have to just be diligent and be positive, and you're going to reach your goals, man.
That's so awesome.
Don't beat yourself up if you don't make it the first time.
Some awesome advice there, Gary. Before we let you go, what else is up your sleeve for 2023? Any other projects outside of Stargazers?
Oh, man. Ooh, I got some stuff for you, man. I got a book that I'm working on. It is called Somberville. It is basically a family of deranged serial killers who live in a nice, peaceful suburban area. But there happens to be other serial killers under the guise of judges and cops. And there's a secret network of them working together in this little community. So
it sounds like one messed up town. Oh my God.
There'll be a nice little 6-issue run, you know. Ooh. What I'm gonna work on.
Let's go. Well, everyone, you heard it here first. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Most importantly, though, be ready to gaze towards some stars. Right here is the link for the last time for the crowdfunder. Be sure to sign up for that pre-launch so you can be notified when it goes live.
Hey, can I throw some shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, I didn't get to do this last time. I'm going to shout out my beautiful wife and daughter. I'm going to shout out my friend Bruno out in Florida, my friend Austin, Jackson, Kevin from New York, you know what? It's a lot of people, but that's the main people I wanted to shout out.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So everyone watching, be sure to check this out. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been one lovely Sunday. Gary, I hope when you hit launch, you fund right away. I mean, that fund goal, I would say bump that up at least a couple hundred, man. You are selling yourself short. This book is phenomenal, and I think it's worth every single penny. With that being said, guys, it is time for us to wrap up. I hope you all have a lovely day, but most importantly, guys, keep it geekly.